弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
大家有人去过一个地方没有？在我们西南方向大概一个半小时的地方。
I wonder how many of you have been to this place in southwest of our city.
这是我们印第安纳州最大的鱼类和野生动物保护区。
This is the largest fish and wildlife reserve in Indiana.
每年秋天有成千上万的候鸟，主要是一种叫沙丘鹤，从北方加拿大地区飞来，暂停一下。
Each autumn of the year, thousands, more than thousands of migrating birds come from the north, Canada to this area.
它在这地方落脚以后，然后向南飞往佛罗里达等地方来过冬。
Then they will later fly south to Florida.
那在一周之前，就是八号那个周末，从周五晚上直到周六的上午，天空不断的下雨，一直下到周六的中午。
One week ago, the weekend of the 8th of November, the whole weekend was raining.
我和师母吃完中饭以后，就驾着车沿着8090高速公路向芝加哥方向大概开了50分钟，然后在420号公路南下，大概有30个英里。
So May and I had lunch on Saturday morning, lunchtime, and then we drove toward Chicago, take I-80 and then exit 39. Then we drove south along Highway 421.
Yeah, 421, 我刚才420。那当我们开车出门的时候，望着天空那厚厚的云，当时我跟师母两个人呢，做了一个最重要的事情，就是一路祷告说：“天爸爸呀，天爸爸呀，我们现在要去那个地方，需要太阳，那么你给我们一丝阳光，天爸爸呀，怜悯我们吧。”
So May and I, before we departed, we did one most important thing. We pray. We pray to our Lord, saying that Heavenly Father, be merciful to us. Give us a surprise if you.
那我们是在大约下午3点钟到达那个保护区的。
So we reached that reserve around 3 p.m.
那里有一个特别设立的一个瞭望台，这个时候从网上当了，所以有太阳。我们那天去是没有太阳。
And then there was such a watching platform. This picture is much better than what we had that day because we had an overcast cloud.
陆陆续续有不少游客和摄影爱好者架起了长长的镜头，对着现场。当时看到大约有300多只沙丘鹤在拍摄，在观看。
When we arrived, we saw quite a few people and photographers waiting to watch the around 100-some sandhill crane landed on this marshland.
望着天空厚厚的乌云，我当时呢就是架起相机跟他们一样，有一搭没一搭的拍一张两张。
So with overcast sky, we just took pictures on and off.
What's that? 一个小鹿。
And you can see a small deer, a deer in the right corner.
当时我们查看当天那个地方日落的时间是5:41。
At that time, it was about 5:41.
大约5:10的时候，天空开始出现一群一群的沙丘鹤，从外边吃玩回来以后要降落。
I'm sorry, the predicted sunset time was 5:41, And we arrived at 5:10, and we saw some groups of crane landing there.
令人更惊奇的是, 天空的西边突然透出来一线亮光。
And then suddenly, on the west side, we saw a golden sun ray spread over the landing place.
但是, 到了5:30的时候, 还差一刻钟, 太阳就要完全落下去的时候, 天空一片金色的阳光洒下来。
So just 15 minutes before the sunset, it all turned the golden color.
恰好照在这些沙丘和他们落的那个地方。
The sun shined on the landing places of those cranes.
那我就快速的调整相机，夸夸的拍。当时那个温度呢，拍了大概我有5分钟的时间。 手都冻僵了，然后换上厚手套。这个手棉手套拿着吃的相机，这个时候还只能戴着薄手套。这个。
I cannot spare any moment. Continue to take pictures, even though my fingers were frozen. I had to change from very thin layer of glove to the cotton thicker glove.
就这样激动人心的场面，5分钟以后，天马上就。
5 minutes later, it went dark.
那根据保护区他们的网站介绍，每年9月下旬到12月中旬是这些候鸟迁徙的季节，来到这个地方。According
to their website, those birds come during the time of the end of September to the middle of December.
那在这个季节的时候，占地大概是8,124英亩的浅水沼泽湿地，周边呢是什么呀？是大量的农作物的田地。In
this reserve area that occupies 8,124 acres of marshland, wetland, shallow water wetland, and the surrounding area are filled with harvest.
所以这个地方呢，是他们最佳的中转站。So
this is provided an optimum resting place for them.
他们每天日出的时候成群结队的飞出去寻找食物，到了日落的傍晚，日落的时候纷纷就飞回了保护区。Those
crane goes out in the morning to find food, and then they come back before sunset.
这是12号，他们大概数了一下，有8,000只。And
according to the count, by on November 12th, about 8,000 sandhill cranes were spotted.
那这些沙丘鹤，他们在这养精蓄锐，甚至是生儿养女，到了12月中旬就陆陆续续的飞往南方过冬。
In this resting place, they grow, they prepare themselves for the winter, and some they were also breeding in this area.
那当你站在那个地方，你看着这些鸟儿起来又降下来的时候，哇，你就会思想，并且你更会赞叹主耶稣在世的时候说过一句话，什么话呀？
When you see those beautiful creatures flying gracefully,
你们看到天上的飞鸟，不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们天父尚且养活它。It
reminds me what Jesus said when he was on the earth. He said, "Look at the birds of the air; they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them."
所以我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的就是，在这感恩的季节里，让我们从我们自己生活的点滴中。 从我们生命经历的一天一刻中，来思想神的恩典，细细的体味神所赐给我们这本圣经里边的一字一句话语。Therefore,
in this season of Thanksgiving, I would like to encourage you to ponder on the details of your life and think about what you have experienced God's grace. Also help us to understand the details in the Bible.
因为这本圣经里边它有故事，有讲预言，有讲比喻，还有讲那些诗歌等等等。你看着不同的题材里边，我们仔细来体味里边闪光的真理。There
are so many beautiful fables, psalms, parables, stories that were stored in this Bible.
那今天我们又一起从旧约圣经创世纪中所记载的一段圣经故事，从另外一个侧面来思想、来学习感恩和感谢的意义。Today
we want to learn from this passage from the Bible about the meaning of thanksgiving.
那从我们刚才所读的创世纪14章17到24节这段经文中， 出现了一个在圣经历史中非常神秘的人物——麦基洗德。We
just read the passage from Genesis 14, and it was about this mysterious character called Melchizedek.
那我们来看看新约有一段圣经描述这个神秘的麦基洗德。
In the New Testament, the passage describes this mysterious character.
希伯来书7章1到3节，这麦基洗德是撒冷王，也是至高上帝的祭司。在亚伯拉罕杀了族王，从战争回来时，麦基洗德出去迎接他，并给他祝福。亚伯拉罕把自己所取得的都拿十分之一给他。麦基洗德没有父亲，没有母亲。 没有身世族谱，也没有生死的记录，哇，好神秘啊！他跟上帝的儿子相似，永远做祭司。According
to Hebrews chapter 7, 1 through 3, the Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, his name means King of Righteousness, then also King of Salem means King of Peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever.
那从这段经文中，我们看到麦基洗德有两个头衔，一个呢是撒冷的王，一个呢是上帝的祭司。So
from this passage, we saw that Melchizedek has two titles. One is the King of Salem, and also the Priest of God the Most High.
那提到祭司这个职位， 我想请问，在以色列人的历史中，祭司制度是在什么时候产生的？
So I'd like to ask you, when did the Israelites created such a system of priests?
应该是在以色列人出埃及之后，并且担任大祭司职位的人是什么人啊？什么人？
And what kind of people can become a priest?
只能出自利未支派亚伦的后代，对不对？
The Bible says that the priest can only be bestowed upon the offspring of Levi, which come from Moses' brother Aaron.
那以色列人在埃及居住了大约430年， 由雅各带领的11个儿子及其家眷投奔了已经在埃及做宰相的约瑟。So
Israel spent 400 some years in Egypt, because it started from Jacob, who led 11 of his sons to Egypt because his son Joseph was the prime minister.
那我们来算一算，雅各的父亲 是谁呀？ 是以撒。 以撒的父亲是谁？ 亚伯拉罕。 所以，从亚伯拉罕到以色列真正的祭司的制度建立，这期间有多少年呢？500、600、700年，差不多。
So if we do some calculation, the father of Jacob is Isaac, and the father of Isaac is Abraham. Therefore, from they went to Egypt until the position of priest was created, it was about more than 500 years.
那想再请问，一个是祭司，一个是王，他是撒冷的王。那耶路撒冷作为圣城是在哪个年代？
So another question is that Melchizedek, the other title is that he's the king of Jerusalem. When was Jerusalem became the holy city?
从圣经里边的人物，我们从亚伯拉罕算起。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生12个儿子，成为以色列12支派的祖先。然后12个支派的后代在埃及居住了430年，然后由摩西带领出埃及，进入迦南之后，又经历了个人任意而行的400多年的世事时期。哇，这经过了多少年？
So if you count that 500 years that we have discussed, plus when they get out of Egypt and enter Canaan, and after that 400 some years of the time of the judges, where so-called everyone did as he saw fit,
以
then
色列建立了王国，在大卫王的儿子所罗门做王的时候，在京城耶路撒冷建立了宏伟的圣殿。那个时候才真正成为圣城，是耶路撒冷的名字。
So the holy city, Jerusalem, was not really established until Israel established their kingdom, and David's son Solomon built up the great temple for God.
所以，距离麦基洗德做撒冷王的时间前后大约有1000年的时间。
So in other words, it was about 1,000 years after Melchizedek was the king of Salem.
但是从刚才新约圣经希伯来书里面，我们知道有一个事情，就是麦基洗德和亚伯拉罕一样，都是信上帝的人，都是属神的人。
But from the passage of the New Testament, we can be sure one thing, that both Melchizedek and Abraham were believers of God, and they are all belonging to God.
那现在呢，我就以一个年老已经退休的撒冷王麦基洗德的身份和口吻，来跟大家分享如下的信息。
So from now on, I'm going to play the character of Melchizedek, this old king and priest.
在许多年之前，我
Many
麦基洗德蒙神的恩典，身兼两职，一直坐在耶路撒冷的王位和祭司的位上。
years, for so many years, based on God's grace, I have been sitting on the throne of a king of Salem.
在任职期间，大大小小许多的事情我都已经健忘了。
I have forgotten many things.
但是有一件事情在我的大脑中留下了深深的印象。
But some other things have left a great impression in my mind.
记得当时在两河流域的北方有一个势力非常非常强大的军国，叫以兰。
I remember in the northern territories, between two rivers, there was a great northern empire called Elam.
国王的名字呢叫基大老马。
The king's name was Kedorlaomer.
他曾经联合周边4个强大的国家和军队北战南征，收复了许许多多弱小的王国，成为他们的附庸国。
This guy united four other strong nations in the north, and conquer many other weaker tribes or nations and make them the subordinate nations.
他的附庸国也包括我们耶路撒冷附近死海最南边地区的索多玛、俄摩拉等五个富裕的小国。
Those subordinating nations, including my neighbors, five small but wealthy nations in the south tip of the Dead Sea.
那些小国一年，他们每年要往返3000多英里到北方去纳贡、纳粮进贡。
Those pitiful small nations, although they are rich, they have to travel 3,000 miles to the north to give their gifts to those dominating larger northern kingdom.
另一方面，他们每年丰收的时候还要遭受周边山区那些亚麻利人等等一些游牧民族的骚扰和抢掠。
On the other hand, they also suffered the robbery from those nomad tribes, such as Amalekites.
但是北方那些大国因为鞭长莫及，没有能够也不可能及时的对他们进行保护。
Those Amalekites and other tribes, they will come during the harvest time and grab their harvests from those five rich nations, and the northern part, the northern kingdom, cannot protect them because they are so far away.
所以他们坚持了十二年之后，终于忍无可忍，五个小国集体反叛，我们不交粮拿贡。So
after being the subordinate for 12 years, those 5,000 nations decided they want to rebel. They want to claim independence from the north.
这一下惹怒了国王基大老马，他再次召集四国联席会议，组成了四国联合军队，一路南征下去征讨。So
that irritated King Chedorlaomer, and he united the northern four countries together, and they came down to conquer.
他们先是扫荡，打通了从北到南的一条内陆的商路交通路线。So
they fell down and created that pass from north to the south.
然后顺便击杀教训了周边那些亚麻利人等那些游牧民族，抢夺本来属于他们为他们上供的那些粮食。So
they also defeated those nomadic tribes such as Amalekites and Amorites.
最后四国联军大兵压境，包围了五个富裕的
So those four northern nations surrounded the five rich smaller nations in the south.
那当北方四国大军压境五个小国的国王，还率领各自的军队试图联合对抗。
Those five small nations, they were also united, try to fight against the northern nations.
那面对那种 兵力悬殊极大的那种对比，战斗刚一开始，索多玛和俄摩拉的两个国王就落荒而逃。But
the battle was lopsided because they cannot, the numbers are not equal in their strengths.
紧接着，其他三个国王和他率领的军队也都不战而败地躲进山里边。So
the two kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. They fled, and then other three kingdoms also went to hiding in the mountains.
哇，那剩下的五国的老百姓就苦喽。北方四国的军队轻而易举的就将五国富裕他们多少年来积存的国宝、财物、国家粮仓、牛羊、畜牲、青年男女和儿童一扫而光，全部俘虏带走。
So the northern four kingdoms wipe out all the belongings, all the good things, cattle, young men and children, men and girls and children, they took them apart.
那些被掳的青年男女和儿童的命运，要么呢是做奴隶、做苦工，其他的人 很快可能就会落进人贩子的手中。
So for those young men and children, young people and children, their fate is either become slave or being sold to other peoples and do be poor laborers or become slaves again.
然而，这场君主国惩罚附庸国的讨伐征战到此还没有结束。
But this battle was not done yet.
因为在被掳的人群中有一个名字叫罗德的希伯来人，他和他的家人以及所有的财物都成了北方四国联军的俘虏。
Because there was a Hebrew family called Lot, he and his family and his belonging was also among the captured.
这一下戏剧性的事情发生。
Therefore, a dramatic thing happened.
因为罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子，亚伯拉罕可是我们耶路撒冷周边赫赫有名的一个人物。
Because Lot is the nephew of Abraham, and Abraham is a famous person in our area.
在他99岁的时候，上帝亲自向他显现，与他立约，并且赐给他无人能够比的那个大大的福分。
Because this Abraham, when he was 99 years old, God revealed to him in person and established a covenant with him and gave him the greatest blessing that no one else had received.
神那时候给他改了个名字，他原来的名字叫亚伯兰，是被高举已经可以了，但是后来又给他改成了一个多民的父，哇，真是了不得呀。
God even changed his name from Abraham, from Abraham, which means the father of being raised high, to Abraham, which means father of the multitude of people.
所以我还称他当年的名字亚伯兰。他住在耶路撒冷南边的希伯伦城。当他得知侄子身遭不幸的时候，立马就召集他们家里边训练有素的318个家丁，前往去抢救。
So I still call him my old friend Abraham. When he lived in south of my city, Jerusalem, a city called Hebron, when he heard that his nephew was captured, he summoned 318 people that was born and raised in his household, and they went out and fight.
他身边还有三个兄弟是他的盟友来一起帮助他。
He also has his allies, three brothers, ally brothers.
但我们可以想象，最终的结果，他不但救回了他的侄子罗德全家以及财产，竟然打败了那强大的四国联军呢。
In the end, these 300 some people not only took Lot and his family and all his belongings back, but they also defeated the four nations from the north.
他将所有被掳的财物、粮食、人畜全部带回来了。
And took back all the belongings, the food, the cattle, and all the people that was captured.
得到这个消息之后，我麦基喜德举头望天，感谢上帝的眷顾和保守啊。
So when I heard this news, I praise the Lord Almighty.
然后我就派人预备了上好的酒和饼，出了耶路撒冷城，在亚伯兰他们凯旋归来的道上来迎接他。
And I also prepared the best wine and bread, and I went out of my city waiting for Abraham to come back.
当我远远望着那山下被称为沙伦谷的大道上，众人簇拥着骑在高头大马上的亚伯兰谈笑风生，还有他的侄子罗德过来的时候，我心中不禁的赞叹，亚伯兰真是一个不计前嫌的仗义之人啊。
When I saw Abraham coming back from far away from the alley of Vessus, I cannot help but praise him that he is really a person that doesn't hold grudge against the past frictions.
因为我还记得在那次九国征战前不久，我以撒冷王和祭司的身份请亚伯兰来做客，他一杯酒下肚之后，发出了叹息。
Because I remember not long ago, before the fight broke out, I had invited Abraham to be my guest, and we had meal together. After we have a few cups of wine, Abraham had a deep sigh.
亚伯兰说：“他最放心不下的，也是令他最失望的一个人，就是他的侄子罗德。
He said that. His heart is still with this person that really disappointed him.
罗德的父亲，也就是亚伯兰的弟弟，英年早逝，所以罗德从小受爷爷和两个大伯的娇生惯养。”
This person is his nephew Lot, because Lot's father, Abraham's brother, died early. Therefore, Lot was kind of spoiled by his grandpa and two older brothers of Abraham.
当亚伯兰蒙神的呼召离开家乡时候，因为他自己结婚一直没有生孩子，所以就带着侄子罗德像亲生儿子一样对待他。
When Abraham received the call from God to leave his hometown, because he had no children, so he brought Lot with him and treated him just like his own son.
然而罗德这个孩子年轻气盛，财产多了之后，两家的仆人。仅仅是为了放牧牛群、羊群的草场，就会争吵闹个不休。
But later, Lot's servants fought against Abraham's servant because of the pastures of their flocks.
万般无奈之下，亚伯兰只好与罗德分家。
Finally, Abraham decided to separate the property with his nephew Lot.
那当时年轻的罗德只顾自己的利益，首先就选择了土地肥美的约旦平原。
He let Lot choose, and Lot chose the fertile land in the Jordan plain on the west.
那他受当地有一个叫索多玛、俄摩拉那个地方的肥草、那个荣华、那个奢贵的那个生活的吸引，慢慢的就移向那个地方。
But Lot gradually moved toward the two cities, the two corrupted, lavish lifestyles, cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
不知不觉越搬越近，终于，一个希伯来人的后代，一个受上帝赐福的家庭的成员罗德，他竟然将整个家都搬进了索多玛城里边。
Finally, Lot moved into and lived in the city of Sodom.
和那些当时在上帝眼中堪为罪大恶极的索多玛人生活在一起。
He lives in the midst of those people of Sodom, which in the eyes of the Lord is very, very corrupted.
我记得当时你看着亚伯兰握着酒杯的手一直在发抖。
I remember when Abraham talked to me about this, his hand was still trembling, holding the cup of wine.
因着他的亲侄子罗德的那一举动，使得亚伯拉罕这位信上帝的人丢尽了脸面，他几乎就要跟他断绝一切来往。
I could see that he was so ashamed of his nephew's actions. And he was almost to cut off all the communication with his nephew.
但是，当亚伯兰听说罗德被掳的消息之后，
However, when Abraham heard that Lot was captured by the northern four kings,
他既没有为当年罗德无情的离他而去而幸灾乐祸。
he did not rejoice in Lot's misery.
他也没有袖手旁观的，只是祷告说：“愿全能的上帝保守你，愿你平安回来吧。
He
”
did
他
not
没有。
just do a superficial prayer, saying that may the Lord protect you so you can come back with no harm.
而是不计前嫌，不为结果，不问结果，也不为强暴的带人前去为罗德征战。
Rather, he decided to go out and fight in order to get Lot back.
所以我说亚伯兰是一个仗义之人。
Therefore, I said Abraham is really a righteous man.
那不但如此，从实际战况来说，面对五国的国王带领的军队全都败下阵来，这样一个强大的四国联军。
But from reality, how can Abraham fight against the four nations from the north? Even the five kings in the south could not withstand.
亚伯兰可以凭着他区区的几百人，那些家丁，不单能将罗德和他的家人他们的财产，而且是把五国所有被掳的财物和人都救回来了，凭什么呀？
What did Abraham rely upon? How could he use only 300 some people to defeat this great army in the north and brought back Lot and his family and all the belonging? And beyond that, he brought back all the captured properties and people by the 5,000 nations.
所以亚伯兰他实实在在是以拿自己的命来做一个证明，证明他是一个以少胜多的，对神大有信心的人。
So I would say that Abraham used his life to prove that he is a man of faith that canwin the battle with less resources.
如果用人的眼光来看，亚伯兰的胜利是绝对不可能的。
Because from mankind's view, it's impossible for Abraham to win this battle.
即便就像他的家丁对我手下的军官所描述的那样，他们是采取夜间偷袭、各个击破的战术。
Even though that his Abraham's servants told my subordinates, they probably used some tactics of ambush and divide and conquer of this big army.
即便是说他们先将前边打了胜仗，一路欢畅吃喝，晚上醉酒以后睡得像烂泥的那些四国的联军，像收割庄稼一样给他们先消灭掉。
Maybe they divide.Maybe they conquered those enemies who were still enjoying their big victory, and they were drunken, and they fell into sleep. They was not aware of Abraham's attack.
然后他们装扮成他们的军队，再回头来，趁着夜晚，将押运抢夺物品的走得缓慢的那些军队一段一段的收拾掉。
Abraham's people were changed to the enemy's uniform and then disguised, under the disguise, they also defeated those slower enemies who were taking care of the captured goods.
即便是那样，只有几百所谓训练有素的家丁，面对成千上万的正规军，谈何容易啊！
But even though, how could several hundred people from Abraham's household defeat tens of thousands of army?
所以归根结底，只有一个可以解释的理由是什么？
So I only come to this conclusion, the only explanation.
耶和华神是那北方四国的军队昏睡不能被惊醒。
That the Lord Almighty made those northern, the army of the northern four kingdoms made them sleep, and they could not be awake.
并且派了天使天军帮着亚伯兰去收割。
And he also sent out the holy soldier, heavenly soldier. and angels to help Abraham.
同样，也只有像亚伯兰和我们这些相信神、经历过神的人，才会有这种以少胜多的胆量和信心。
And likewise, only Abraham and people like me that had experienced God and believed in God can have this kind of courage and faith.
当我的坐骑下到耶路撒冷山脚下，到了沙威谷大道的时候，比我扫到的索多玛王带着他的手下已经在那里迎候了。
When my horse get to the foot of the mountain near Jerusalem, I saw the king of Sodom, Bera.
然后我在前后左右，那号称富裕平原五国的其他四个国王，一个也没有出现。
But I was trying to identify the other four kings out of the five nations. I could not see them.
我相信他们既没有脸面来见亚伯兰。
I think that they hide it. They hide some places because they will feel very embarrassed to meet Abraham.
因为亚伯兰的几百个家丁和他们五国的正规军是没法相比的。但是他们溃败了，亚伯兰胜利了。
Because Abraham only used 300 some people and won the battle.
另外，他们也不愿意放下他们国王的身价来见一介草民，我来向你感恩。
They also feel that they will lose their face because they are the kings and now they have to thank this savior who is just a simple shepherd.
或许他们的手下早就从罗德的口里边听到了许多对亚伯兰的埋怨。
Or maybe they have heard from their subordinates, from the mouths of the complaints of Lot.
我这个大伯呀，他关心我，他爱我，但是我实在受不了他那个粗手大脚的生活方式，每天就大着嗓门给我喊的说，你要祷告啊，你要敬畏神啊，你要依靠神啊，烦死了。
Lot may have complained like this.Although I know that my uncle loved me and cared about me, but I cannot just stand his habit. Every morning, he will shout at me and ask me to pray, ask me to believe in God, rely on God.
我看着眼前走近的这两个人，你看亚伯兰他风撩长袍，臂手昂空，古铜色的脸上。写着那些刚毅沧桑的面孔，你再看他的眼睛，尖邃、坚定、炯炯有神。
How do you translate this? I saw Abraham approaching me. The wind blows his long robe, standing tall and staring at the sky. His copper-colored face reveals his experience. His eyes shine with determination.
再看看他旁边的罗德，穿着虽然凌乱，但是显出那个豪华的绸罗绫缎下面，包裹着已经显得肥硕发福的身体。
Then I see next to him his nephew Lot.
再看他的脸上已经养得细皮嫩肉，但是已经叠出了双下巴。
I saw in Lot his unclean but expensive clothes, wrapped up.His fat body. His face has smooth skin, and his cheeks now has double layers.
看着他那五味杂陈的眼神，真的是不知道他当时在想什么。
I saw his eyes shows a mixture of feelings that is hard for me to tell.
当我们众人下了马之后，亚伯兰礼貌地和索多玛王打了个招呼之后，就来到我的面前。双手恭敬地从我手中接过酒杯，带领他的众家丁全部跪下，举天向上，向上帝献上感谢。
Then when Abraham met with me, he just bit his head to the king of Sodom. Then he came forward to me. He took the cup that I gave to him. Then he and all his family and his people all knelt down. He raised his hand to give thanks to the Lord.
我就以撒冷王和祭司的身份按手为他赐福。山谷里边一片的欢呼声。
So I, as the priest of God and the king of Salem, I lay my right hand on his shoulder and bless him, and I heard the shouting, resounding joys filled the valley of Sabbath.
这个时候亚伯兰回身向大家挥了挥手，山谷里寂静下来，然后索多玛王就郑重地宣布，为了感谢亚伯兰的救命之恩，五国所有被掳归回的财物、牲畜都作为礼物给亚伯兰。
Abraham waves to the crowd and the whole valley quiet down. At this moment, the king of Sodom, Bera, announced on behalf of the five rich nations, Bera announced that in order to thank the life-saving grace from of Abraham, we five nations decided to give all the belongings to Abraham as the gift.
所有被掳回归的人都跟我回家。
Except,
一片欢呼声又响起。
Except all the people of our nations should return with me. And this time, the crowd burst into joyful shouting again.
此时亚伯兰再次挥手，大家又是静下来，他做了一个不可思议的一个举动。
However, Abraham waved to the crowd and quieted them down. And at this moment, Abraham said, make an unbelievable announcement.
他对索多玛王说，你回去告诉你们的所有的国王、军队和百姓，这一切你们的东西全都带。
He said to the king of Sodom, that you go and tell other kings, I'm not going to take anything from you guys.
凡是你的东西就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿，免得你们说是因为你们让我亚伯兰富足了。
He said, I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the songs of a sandal, so that you would never be able to say, I made Abraham rich.
但是一转眼，他把他所有的战利品中拿出来了十分之一，要献给我麦基洗德。
Turning around very quickly, Abraham would take one-tenth of his belongings and what he captured. He is going to give it to me.
我能接受吗？
Shall I accept it?
是的，我一定会接受的。
Yes, I definitely will take it.
因为什么呢？因为我相信亚伯兰他所献的不是我麦基洗德，是我身后我头上那个祭司那个王位。
Because this what Abraham offered is not to me, but to my title.To my title of the priest.
他是献给那赋予我君王祭司权柄的那位至高的上帝的。
He is offering that to the Almighty God who give me or ordain me this priest position.
他是要做给他那个亲侄子罗德看的，做给那些和罗德们一样的只顾一心追求奢华的生活。而忘记了自己是属神之人的罗德们给他们看的。
He did that also want to show to people like Lot, who originally belonged to the Lord, but they forgot their status, and they were chasing after their lavish lifestyle.
我更相信亚伯兰之所以轻看索多玛、俄摩拉等五国所馈赠的财物，是因为他前去追杀那强大的四国联军的目的，根本就不是为财而去的。
I also believe that Abraham, when he decided to fight and go save Lot, he was not fighting for belongings or for material things.
如果他是为了财产、为了私利，他绝对不可能会以那种不计前嫌、不问结果、以寡击众、以少胜多那样的境界和信心。
If he fights that battle for the material things, he would not have even done that without calculating the odds of winning.
恐怕我还想再啰嗦一句，亚伯兰他之所以不顾个人性命的安全，不计较个人财产，冒险去救罗德，就是要以他自己的行动来见证给越来越远离神的那位他的亲侄子罗德和罗德们。
And I believe that Abraham risked his life to do that is to prove to Lot and other people like Lot that it, in God's eyes, there's nothing impossible.
他的见证是什么呢？就是说，在人看来不可能的事情，在上帝耶和华没有难成的事。
When man sees impossible in God's eyes, anything is possible.
最后再告诉大家一个秘密，我麦基希德没有父亲，没有母亲，没有身世族谱，恐怕也不会留下生死的记录，因为在人世间没有人能像我一样既是君王又是祭司。
At the end, I'd like to tell you a secret. Myself, I have no...
有一位天上来客，那是谁呀？
Melchizedek, I have no mother, I have no father, I have no genealogy, and I will not leave any record of birth or death. Because in this world, no one can be like me, being a king, but also being a priest, unless someday there's someone coming from outside of this world. And who shall that person be?
我的故事讲完了。
My story ends here.